You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Brad Peterson, Vice President of Marketing at WorkSpot, the leading cloud-based provider of VDI 2.0. Brad, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Boy, thank you. Great to be here.
Certainly, and appreciate your time as well. So over the past decade, there's been a fundamental shift in the way that we have been working, bringing our own devices, or BYOD, as we say, and telecommuting now is commonplace for many jobs now. Tell us how you came to develop the workspace as a service. That's certainly interesting.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, I'll give you a little of my background. You know, between 2004 and 2014, I was at Citrix. And so that's 10 years I was there. So over that course of time, I saw all of these trends come along, you know, the trends associated with VDI that started early, the trends of BYOD, as you mentioned, and then even mobility that came along after that. So very, very well aware of these trends. After Citrix, I left there and I went to an e-signature company called DocuSign for a year and a half. Now, that was interesting because when I went there, it was all about cloud-native services delivered to people around the world at massive scale. So what I learned from those two experiences was VDI for sure for 10 years, but then cloud-native services. And essentially coming me in the last 2 months coming to WorkSpot, that's the combination of those two histories. It's creating and recreating from scratch VDI, and that's why we call it VDI 2.0, and delivering that cloud native at scale to the world. So that's a brand new, fresh thing, and it's exactly the way that it should be done. In fact, one of the reasons that a few years ago that I did leave Citrix is because we weren't able to do that there. So the notion of BYOD, bring your own device, is key. You know, in 2007, that's when the iPhone was released originally, right? And then the iPad came after that. And then the notion of people coming out of college with Macs, you know, that was like enormous back then. And what happened is IT organizations couldn't standard issue PCs with lockdown operating systems anymore for employees. They just weren't having it. They had iPhones, iPads, Macs, other devices of their choosing, and even high-end PCs, notebooks and so forth. And it was those devices they wanted to work with. And if you as a company didn't deliver your applications, your enterprise applications on their devices, BYOD, then those folks had a choice to go and work somewhere else. And they oftentimes did. So consumerization of IT is the notion of IT actually delivering these enterprise applications securely to those devices the employees chose to bring into the organization. So BYOD. Now, when you deliver this to those devices, you don't want to scatter your applications all over those devices and sort of lose control of them. So you deliver it as a workspace. That's a single container. Okay. So when you are on your own device and you open up a container, which is a workspace, inside that container has all of the enterprise apps that you need. It's got CRM, it's got your email, it's got ERP, it's got all sorts of back office things, whatever it is that you need as an employee. So delivering it as a single workspace, secured in on any device that you want anywhere in the world, is key to work in this sort of modern era.
Although it's been around over a decade, the term VDI is not a household acronym. We are used to working with cloud computing, as you've mentioned, for examples, email in the cloud or Office 365. If all of my work tools already reside in the cloud and my company manages them in the cloud, how does the new VDI or VDI 2.0 differentiate from the user perspective?
Yeah, you know, great question. So when you say VDI, and maybe it's not a household acronym, and by the way, it was interesting, you said the IT perspective or the user's perspective. Well, you know, that's exactly a great way to frame it, because I tell you, you know, the IT world exactly knows what VDI stands for, you know, virtual desktop infrastructure. They know because, you know, those of mid-sized, certainly enterprise, and even some small to medium who have tackled the notion of delivering VDI in their organization because they need to and they know they need to, have sort of battle wounds and scars from it. Now, the end users, they won't know what VDI means, right? It's not up to them to know. You should deliver to the end users a seamless workspace. They can interact with their applications, and it should be native feeling to the device they're on, and they should never have to know what VDI stands for. Now, the IT organization certainly does. Okay, now, IT organizations do deliver things like Office 365, as you mentioned, and so forth, and more applications are delivered into a cloud. But how do you really secure those when you deliver them to a user? Again, you don't just have them open a browser and then authenticate into it necessarily, right? You give them a workspace. Within the workspace, they can click on web applications, and oftentimes you'll have single sign-on working for them, so it authenticates for them. And in some cases, they don't even know the passwords, and that's okay, because when an employee chooses it's time to leave an organization, you can actually turn off their access to all applications, web applications included, Office 365 included, CRM included, with a single switch on the back end for VDI. Oftentimes, as I mentioned, they bring in their devices. They don't open their browser and log in with their user and password. They actually open up a secured workspace, and there are icons in there to open up all the web apps and the other sorts of apps, and single sign-on, two-factor authentication, securely connected in. And when it is time for that employee to move on, a single click disables that entire space, and then off they go. Now, in the question of VDI 1.0 and 2.0, as I mentioned, I was at Citrix for 10 years. So VDI 1.0 is what we did for those 10 years. Now, the trouble there is this. There's two elements to VDI. There's two pieces to it. There's orchestration layer, and then there's infrastructure layer. That's it, okay? The infrastructure layer associated with VDI is the storage part of it, and it's the virtualization part of it, okay? It's the back office part of it, and that's where you put your desktops and your apps and your data, and you store that in the data center or in a cloud, and you make it available to your users, okay? That's one piece, infrastructure. The other piece is orchestration. Well, what's that? Well, the orchestration is all the software on the front end that allows people to connect in, to give them a user experience, to let them authenticate, to actually send them off to the right application in the background, and the database that's underneath that that actually makes all of that work, the full-on orchestration, spinning up apps and desktops when they're needed. Now, the trouble is, historically in VDI 1.0, orchestration and infrastructure, the two pieces of VDI, were massively complex. For orchestration, you had to install all your own software, and it took weeks and months to configure it and to secure it and to make it redundant and so forth and to learn how it worked. So that was just orchestration. Then you had to do infrastructure. So infrastructure took forever also because it was complicated, series of disks and virtualization and CPU. And when you wanted to expand it beyond its initial capacity, you just broke everything because it wasn't built to be twice as sized in the back end, right? So your orchestration and your infrastructure were massively complex. And that's why many small to medium companies would never take it on. They didn't have the VDI 1.0 PhDs on staff to do this, and it was just too expensive and complex. So what happens? What is VDI 2.0? That's two things. WorkSpot comes along and simplifies the entire orchestration layer. You no longer have to install these big legacy chunks of code because we've re-engineered it entirely over the last 4 years and put it in the cloud. It's now cloud native. So you open a browser and you connect into WorkSpot and you create your account, and all of your VDI orchestration is done. It's in the cloud. It's magic. You never have to worry about software configuring it, and you certainly don't have to install it at every single data center that you operate. You have one cloud, and it connects in to your back end. Now, the other part, infrastructure, remember that was complex. It was storage and virtualization, CPUs and various things. It was not expandable and so forth. Well, the new and current HCI vendors, hyperconverged infrastructure, simplifies all that. It makes it tiny little Legos that click into place and they cluster together and they're easily expanded, completely elastic, and they make the infrastructure part of it massively simple. So the two pieces of VDI 2.0, orchestration problems solved by cloud native WorkSpot, and the infrastructure solved by the simplicity of hyperconverged infrastructure.
And you got to love that. Now, from the company perspective now, why do companies need a virtual desktop infrastructure, such as VDI, and why is VDI 2.0 vital to the success of many enterprise and small to medium-sized companies today? And if I understand correctly, the complexity and expense of managing the whole back end and infrastructure is overwhelming for most companies. How did WorkSpot solve this conundrum?
So VDI is vital to these organizations. And when it was introduced back in 2010, the notion and the promise of VDI was so amazing to IT organizations. They took it on as fast as possible. There was a massive spike in adoption of VDI. But the trouble was, is like I mentioned a little earlier, is the complexity of the orchestration layer and the infrastructure back end was very, very overwhelming. When you think of enterprise companies being very large, they would have to install this in their LA office and then in their New York office and then their UK office and then their Singapore office and so forth around the world. And it was completely different teams that were installing it, and they would install it in different ways and so forth. And so they were trying to deliver this service to their users and so forth, but geographically they had nothing to do with each other. And as an IT organization or a CIO, you could never report across it globally in a single way because it was all these disparate things with different policies and different rules and different practices and so forth. So that made it very tough. But the notion of VDI and the fact that you needed it was absolutely there. Imagine you are a company and you acquire another company and there's 500 users coming on board that day. In the old days, you had to deploy your IT organization and then find all their laptops and reinstall the applications, and it was very, very difficult, time consuming and very expensive. So imagine now you acquire a company with 500 users, bam, you spin up 500 desktops with all your enterprise applications, and you add those users to your Active Directory system, and then you point them into your VDI system, and they click a button, install the workspace, and bam, instantly, that day, all 500 people are online and fully engaged with all the enterprise applications in your company. So that's one example. You can also have remote offices or branch offices. Folks out there where, you have a lot of them out there for needs so that they're close to their customers, but you don't have IT organizations out there. So you let them bring their own devices, or you have simple corporate devices there. But either way, those devices connect into these VDI desktops that are made available for them, these workspaces, and they have all the rich productivity applications they need with just no local IT resources. So the magic of VDI is absolutely there, and the notion of VDI 2.0 and eliminating the complexity and the cost associated with VDI 1.0 makes it viable. So all of that pent-up demand that started in 2010 that sort of cratered and crashed down very quickly because folks ran in to do it and couldn't do it, and it was too complex. And there was, only big organizations could pull it off, and even when they did, they found it wasn't scalable. So what happened then in sort of 2012 and 2013 and 2014 is the hyperconverged infrastructure came along, and that made the infrastructure problem start to reduce in scope. And then WorkSpot now comes along and has drastically reduced the complexity and cost associated with the orchestration. And so now if you take a look at the adoption curve of VDI, well, now it's growing, right? And we can finally deliver on the promise of VDI that we had all those years, because now anyone and everyone can actually deploy VDI simply. HCI in the back end and WorkSpot as the orchestration layer on the front end.
Awesome stuff. Today we're joined by Brad Peterson, VP of Marketing at WorkSpot, the leading cloud-based provider of VDI 2.0 here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, I see WorkSpot has recently partnered with HPE and in the past a few other big hyper-converged companies like Nutanix and Atlantis Computing. What does this mean for the end user, and how are you making VDI 2.0 accessible for all enterprises? And can you tell us how the old VDI compares to the newest VDI 2.0? And if you would, tell us how the WorkSpot VDI deals with content storage and company security. Sorry about all the questions, but we really want to get all the information.
Sure, yeah, and I love all these questions, so this is great. So yeah, let's focus in on the hyperconverged infrastructure market. Yeah, so you mentioned HPE. They certainly have their product out recently, and we are certainly partners of theirs. And then Nutanix, Atlantis, Scale Computing, you know. These are some of the various leaders in HCI in different portions of the market, whether it's a small to medium market focus or a mid-market or an enterprise market. There's different HCI vendors that have different strengths and different market focuses and so forth. And as I mentioned before, WorkSpot coming in as the orchestration solution, combining with an HCI solution, we can go into all of these different markets. So we'll find folks that absolutely are HPE customers and have been for a long time, and they use all sorts of HPE back-end storage mechanisms, and they are adopting their new HCI solutions. That's great. We'll work with those folks really well. And then in the other spaces with Nutanix and Atlantis and Scale, they also have their spaces where they're being very successful, and they're focusing with their customers and focusing them. We'll also work beyond those vendors with managed service providers that will actually take our cloud and combine it with those with our partners' HCI solutions and deliver that off to their customers also. So this is the beauty of this, the notion of VDI 2.0 finally delivering on the promise of VDI, combining it with these vendors, with these HCI solutions. A customer can pick the HCI solution that makes the absolute most sense for them. It may be an infrastructure that they've already chosen, and they may be evaluating one new right now, but that is the opportunity. Again, if they were in the world of VDI 1.0, this would be very, very difficult. Smaller to medium-sized organizations wouldn't even take on this task, and now absolutely they can. All right, and so then you mentioned, you know, how does Workspace VDI deal with content storage and the company security? Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the storage, the HCI storage that we connect into from the cloud, because we do the orchestration from the cloud, can be anywhere. So the storage could be in a person's data center, right? It could also be in a private cloud or even in a public cloud. The WorkSpot orchestration layer is in the cloud, of course, but it can connect down into the infrastructure layer wherever it might be. So that allows hybrid cloud scenarios. You can put your HCI in your data center. You can have it located private cloud, in public cloud. We will connect to it and manage it anywhere. And what this allows you to do is actually orchestrate it from one place. Even if you're a large company or a large enterprise, or even if you're a managed service provider and you have many customers that you're working with, you can have this single cloud connect into all those different back-end resources. So again, they could be in LA, the infrastructure could be in New York, it could be in the UK or in Singapore or in Sydney, and it could be close to the users. And that's what you want, because the mobile users are going to connect directly into the infrastructure, and you want that to be as fast and as quick as possible. You know, for data sovereignty reasons, sometimes the data has to stay in that country. It should. The users and the data stay there. But the orchestration layer is in the cloud, and it manages all this. In fact, between the user and the data, there's authentication and there's data movement. You know, authentication and data never goes into the WorkSpot cloud. It stays down sort of in country and in space. So that's great for security reasons. The other thing is with WorkSpot, since you're managing all of these different back-end infrastructures from one place, all of the big data analytics is brought back into the WorkSpot cloud, and you can get insight across all of your VDI users, whether it's hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands, in ways you never could before. And on top of that insight, you can actually start to layer in security. So security rules. Imagine if you found one, you know, bad Android OS in some part of the world connected to your data center, and you figured out what OS version that was, you could instantly turn off and disable any other Android user of that same OS version. So just an example of the power you have from the insight and the analytics and how you can apply that towards security.
Lastly, as millennials are taking over the workforce, do you think VDIs will take over the workplace for good because it facilitates the millennium lifestyle? And how do you think this will impact the future of the workplace?
Yeah, I totally think so. You know, you'd think that, you know, millennials these days are digitally connected, and, you know, some of them were born that way. And so they're going to expect that. And it also reinforces the notion of what we talked earlier about BYOD. They're going to want their own devices and their own choices. And it's a beautiful world we live in now, because the IT organization gets the beauty of both worlds. They get to actually deliver their applications securely to these users on their devices. And what's brand new they actually get to enjoy doing it now, right? They can be small, mid-market enterprise, and they can do it themselves because the complexity is gone. They have cloud-native WorkSpot to orchestrate the whole thing and to deliver it to these users wherever they are. So yes, the millennial lifestyle, even the next generation lifestyle, will rely on VDI more and more. And we can finally deliver on the promise of VDI now because all of the pain has been removed. And it's always been something that IT organizations absolutely had to have in their world but couldn't. And so now they can have it and they can deliver it with a smile on their face, and their end users will be empowered with all those enterprise applications to allow them to behave wherever they are in the world on whatever device they choose.
Brad, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for informing us very well on WorkSpot and VDI 2.0. Tell our listeners where they can get more information in all regards about VDI 2.0 and WorkSpot.
Well, of course, yes. It's very simple and easy to find us. If you go to workspot.com, you'll see our website, and you'll see all of the information that I mentioned. We have sort of rich blogs you guys should look into with topics on all this. It talks a lot and in great detail about VDI 1.0 and the challenges for all those that are on VDI 1.0 right now and the positions that they're in. We put a lot of detail in that. And we also share a lot about VDI 2.0 and the migration, the simple migration of going from VDI 1.0 with whichever vendor you're using on VDI 2.0 and much, much more information. So reach out to us. Go to our website. We'd love to hear from you guys and we'd love to help you. One thing that you'll see there is there is a 60-minute challenge. So believe it or not, you can click a button and you'll engage with a person from WorkSpot and we'll schedule you for a 60-minute session. And in that session, we will take you from zero to VDI 2.0 in 60 minutes. It's as easy as opening a browser, connecting into the cloud, creating an account, pointing it at your infrastructure, installing the mobile client and connecting it into that infrastructure, and you'll be up as a trial in 60 minutes like you could never do before. So please go to workspot.com. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Well, once again, Brad, we thank you for your time. Exciting information here for our listeners, and we look forward to having you back with us right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Brad Peterson, Vice President of Marketing at WorkSpot, the leading cloud-based provider of VDI 2.0. And for more information and for contact, simply visit workspot.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.